Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Don't touch that dial. You're tuned in to the Dread Podcast Network.
Hey y'all!
Hey!
It's Jazz the 40 Ounce Connoisseur and
it's Cat Daddy! No, that was a lot. Alright.
Okay, I wasn't, you know, I was gonna encourage this kind of carrying on. It's Girl That's Scary. Yep, we're back again. We in this thing. And this week, we are here to talk to you guys about a treat.
Don't.
Okay. We're talking about The Thing 1982 and.
Don't.
The Thing 2011, which was my first time seeing it.
And recently. I am John Carpenter's Casio machine, so here we
are. Bruh, I just imagine, it, like, it's real dark, and there's just a red light in the background, and all you see is John Carpenter standing in front of a little keyboard. With a turtleneck on. I don't know why, but he got a black turtleneck
please.
Playing the fucking...
You know what? I love hearing that beat. I love hearing it at the beginning of the movie. I love hearing it at the end of the movie. I love hearing it every time I open my Shudder app. So.
Don't.
Yep.
All right.
Partition beat.
Yes. But you know, we rewatched them for y'all. It was a good time. Mm-hmm. We have not seen the 1951 version. I have not, at least.
Not yet, but we will.
Yeah, I want to check it out. I do. If you know about that, you can be like, oh, it's great. Oh, it's, you know, whatevs. But don't spoil it.
GeraldTSpod@gmail.com.
Ma'am.
Okay.
They can't hear that.
They might.
Find out later.
Oh.
This, find out next week on Dragon Ball Z.
Hey, chala. Okay. The Thing.
Yes. So before we jump into spoilers, we can do a little overview and then talk about how we felt about the film.
Mm-hmm.
So... this is pretty much, and they are connected. So The Thing 1982 happens, but The Thing 2011 is what happens before, right before The Thing 1982. And I highly recommend you watch The Thing 1982.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What? Hell yeah.
Especially if you like a little sci-fi, a little body horror, a little psychological.
It's a good fucking movie. I mean, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. If you tell me you don't like The Thing... like, you know, I'd be like, okay, you know, that's fine, that's your business. But also, I don't know if I trust you.
Yeah, certain things, you know, you can like whatever you like, but you know what?
Guess you don't like The Thing? What didn't you like about that?
I need to hear.
Because I, like...
but you know, some people, they probably thought it was gross. Some people were really not fucking with...
okay, well, that's fine. Now I was like, oh, it was a shit movie. I'm like, okay, that's not true.
That's not true. Well, it's not.
It's not. It's not. Come on. I'm only based in fact.
Well, listen.
The SADs jumped out.
Okay.
So,
well, here we are. So they're back to back. They're out here in Antarctica, and they stumble upon an alien spacecraft or something, a UFO or whatever. And things go left That's all I'm giving
you. That's all you need.
Okay. What people do for science is really wild.
You know, okay. I talk about this all the time. I truly think, like, I love the fact that humans are, like, so inquisitive and nosy, whatever way you want to dress it up and make it real for them. Like, we really thirst for knowledge. That's amazing. Shout out to the universe for that. I think that is so awesome. Just that there are some things, just because we know how to do it, or we might think, you know, what happens if I, you know what I'm saying? Like, doesn't mean we necessarily have to do it. And the thing 1982 and the thing 2011 both are really strong examples of, like, you know, humans need to relax.
They need to relax.
Relax, bitch. Really sit down. Look at yourself. You gotta chill.
But to be fair, I feel like it's more the thing 2011 felt the prequel, more about humans, because other people was kind of minding their business, to be fair.
They just pulled up.
Yeah, they were just hanging out, and they was like, what's going on? Which we'll get into soon. And then, you know, they're fucked. They didn't even ask for this. So check them out. They are great. I really enjoy the thing, and I say too, the thing 2011, it was...
Choices were made.
Choices were made. It wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen, but the choices they made pissed me off a lot.
Yeah.
And then it just got a little...
Very interesting cast, though.
Yes.
That very was... interesting. I can't wait till we get there.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll get into it, but I definitely did not enjoy 2011 as much as 1982, and wildly enough, 1982 had better effects. To me,
also based in fact, like, I'm just saying, I don't know. Well,
spoiler alert.
Well, we're about to spoil the shit out of this movie. If you've never seen it, please check it out. You can see the newest one or the latest one, whatever word you decide to use today. It's free on Peacock, so if you want to check that out, go ahead and do that. Honestly, I feel like both are, you need to watch at least once.
I'd say that it gives you the little, I mean, granted, you can imply what happened before the what happened, but I mean, I didn't mind seeing what unfolded.
Oh yeah, that was fun, especially watching it through the credits. Don't that was my thoughts. But the thing, the OG joint, well, excuse me, we still need to see the 1951, but the one from 1982, which is gonna be OG in my brain, even though I know it's not OG on the paper, don't matter, girl. I said what I said. I feel like you should just, this is definitely a movie you need to have in your repertoire. Like, this needs to be in a hard copy, a digital copy. Somewhere. Like, this is that girl. This is a movie. This is a homegirl movie. This is some bullshit you just put on if you want to just get into. It's like, it's a perfect blend of sci-fi and horror.
Yes.
That's all I got.
It's also a date movie.
It is a date movie. Okay.
Okay.
Listen, a really good choice for a date movie.
Yes.
Put that in your pocket.
So the movie starts, we got a little alien, they come past, they crashing on Earth. We don't know when this is, whatever. Then we go into the snow, pretty much. Like, we hit the snow, we hanging out.
We're in Antarctica, bro.
Yes. I'm like, okay. There, you couldn't pay me enough to be stationed in Antarctica, bro.
I mean, I could be heli down, perhaps.
Okay.
Your face. Real niggas. So anyways,
it depends on what my job is there.
But so this is a real thing I was thinking about, right? People really be working in Antarctica, like, full time?
Yes, I think.
What's that life like? Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm so serious.
I feel like there's some kind of station, something there. There's something.
They down there with all them new diseases and stuff that's coming off the polar ice caps. That's crazy.
I don't know geography. So I don't know if these are even near. I don't know, girl.
Oh, but I thought Antarctica was melting.
I am looking up. Now, I feel like everything is melting. Yes.
Global warming.
Everything is melting, but I don't really know.
I'm melting.
I got to go look it up because who knows?
Anyways, they're in Antarctica because they work in there. They're doing science stuff. They're getting into the earth and, you know, they're living a life.
Bruh. So... they're in a helicopter. It's a helicopter. Wow. It's two people in a helicopter. They're flying over the snow, and there's a fucking dog running. So the dog is running, but they're shooting at the dog. So you watch the jank like, What the fuck is y'all doing, bro?
This is a terrible way to start.
Yeah. Also, y'all aim is shit. Now, I don't. Now, let me tell you, I'm not Sharpshooter McGee. I don't. I look. It's not High Noon. I'm not from the Wild West. I don't know if I can. You know, I would have hit the dog if I was shooting. But also, well, he probably was a scientist and not a sharpshooter. Mm-hmm. Somebody's flying a helicopter and they're trying to shoot a running dog. They miss every single time. Mm-hmm. So the dog eventually makes it over to the other camp. And the helicopter is flying. And the people in the other camp are like, what the fuck is going on? They flying low. What do you mean? Let's get out of here. They go out of here. The niggas get off the helicopter, bro. First, they was about to throw a grenade, bro.
I want you to know those some fire-ass goggles.
Okay, yes. Yes, I agree.
Fire
goggles. I agree with this.
If I could have those goggles in my current prescription, I would be an all-star.
Okay.
Yep.
I support this.
Thank you.
But these people, they die pretty much. Now that, you know, they throwing grenades, they blowing shit up. The man shooting all in the camp, and then he gets shot by the people. Because they speak, was it Norwegian? Mm-hmm. So they can't communicate that, hey, this dog is not Gucci. But you as a viewer know, ain't no way you chasing no motherfucking dog down in a helicopter with no grenades and a chop. You letting the chopper sing for real. And you over a dog. This dog is not innocent.
Here's the thing. If you've never, like, seen this movie before, like, here's when I first saw this movie, because you know I go in blind, mm-hmm. like, I didn't know what the fuck was going to happen at all. So I want you to know, I saw that man shooting that dog. I said, there's something wrong with this man. I didn't think it was something wrong with the dog. I was like, he must be really upset at this dog.
It was something wrong with that dog. Because the dog stopped and looked back at the helicopter.
You know, dogs love to be petty.
Yeah, but I was like, nah, the dog stopped and looked at it and like measuring how close the motherfucker was. I was like, wait a minute.
You know, they real tactical. Wait. I don't know.
But then the dog got back there. And
you ever seen a pit in action?
Well, no, but I don't know if I want to give myself nightmares, so I'm not going to think of that.
Real tactical.
But what I do know is the way they zoom in on the dog. Mm-hmm. Like, once the dog gets to the camp, this camera is on the dog, like, and the dog is like, ha, ha, ha. I feel like the dog's going, ha, 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 I got away, bitch. And I just, like, because everybody's now petting the dog. He distracting them by being fucking cute. They like, oh, it's a dog.
He tricked you.
Yes.
He's doing dog
stuff.
So
now they're in here trying to, like, what the fuck is going on with this helicopter? Why they come over here, bruh? Like, you know, so they're like, we about to get to the chopper.
Do the chopper.
They're about to get in the chopper and then go over to the Norwegian site because it's not that far. They be mm-hmm. like, look, bruh, like, what's going on, man? Let's go see. So you got Mac and them played by Kurt Russell, who is also in, like, Escape from New York.
Kurt Russell's in everything.
Yeah. Yes, iconic. Mm-hmm. Great hair.
Yes, it's very flowy.
Yeah.
Real bouffant.
Not real bouffant.
It is real bouffant. It flows. Like, when you get the fresh blowout.
Always. So, Kurt Russell, he flying a helicopter, and he taking people with him. They get in the helicopter. They go over to the site. Mm-hmm. Now, but that means we're split now, because you got Nalls, the cook who's on the skates in them. You got Child, played by Keith David.
Okay, wait.
Okay.
I got something to get on my chest. Keith David is so fucking handsome. Great. I know that I might agree. Be inappropriate right now. But everything about this man, like, I was watching this movie and I was just like, girl, whew. Like, that was literally it. And then, you know, even now, he's a very handsome human. You know, shout out to you, Mr. David.
Hey. And he played a lot of John Carpenter movies. He was just in there. Hey, he's played a lot of horror movies.
Yes.
They better give Keith David
something. Stay getting a bag, okay?
Yes. But I feel like, don't they take Palmer? They don't take Clark. Whoever, they take some people with them, but they leave, who's the guy with the cool name? Windows. I don't know why I thought Windows was such a cool name. They all have cool names. Knowles. Windows.
Chaz.
McCready. I'm like, okay, y'all are kind of cool. All right, I like that.
Y'all are kind of cool. I mean, they are.
So they go over to the site. They got the people. The dog is walking around hanging out. The dog is over here. He's looking like a dog, but he's also looking at all like, I'm watching these people. Okay. The dog is watching the people. But they go to the Norwegian site and pretty much find out oh, this shit is frozen. It's fucked up. It looked like chaos.
And this shit is crazy.
Like, it's wild as a bitch. Mm-hmm. They go over and see this ice tub, and the ice tub got the fucking hole in it. Like, nope. Something was in that bitch. They they got the tapes.
Looking like a hell no location.
Okay. They got the fucking tapes. Then they're like, they see this thing that's fucking merged. It looked like two people merged. And he's like, bro, you need to do a fucking autopsy right now. Which, I mean, I don't know. If I would have been like, I would have just said, guard.
No, send no, help.
Come on. Come
me, I would have immediately left. I want you to know, you would have seen me, like, because you already know, I would have turned right around and start going back to the chopper, bitch. It's over.
Let me tell you something. You know that motherfucker in the beach house walked to the ocean and disappeared. I would have walked into the snow and been gone. That would have been the last time motherfucker seen me. Okay. Gone into the blizzard. Gone into the white.
Very much given the terror.
Yes. Bye, guys. Show. I'm out. Fuck that shit, I'm out.
Beating their ass. As
they deserve. But they, you know, do autopsy, find there's human organs in it. But it's, you know, it's fucked up. But they don't really know that there's an organism until they're like, I think they find that when they found a big hole, they found that the shit broke out. Mm-hmm. But then when they take the tapes and start playing the tapes, they go to, ooh, we seen a big ass spaceship. We pulled this bitch out. Oh, these people got ate up. And what's so wild is they don't really know that it's a thing on the ship until they put the dog in the kennel.
Mm-hmm. Now, at this point, I feel like
the dog had bit somebody.
We cooking with gas.
Yes. I feel like the dog had kind of bit somebody, and that's how he got in the kennel.
Yep.
So I wonder if I'm like, what happened there?
He got that sauce now.
He got that sauce. Okay. So the dog is in here, and, you know, who's it? I feel like Clark is the one who likes the dogs. He be like, he's like, no, the dogs. Every time somebody say they did something with a dog, he's like, no, he's running to the kennel like, oh my God. Like, and I get it. I love dogs too. It's great. But also there's a fucking alien here, bro. Like, fuck the dogs and fuck the other crewmates, to be quite honest. Fuck everybody. Y'all. There is a fucking organism that is assimilate, like it's absorbing motherfuckers and making copies.
You know what's amazing? Because we actually get to see the thing, like, absorb people up or suck they ass up. I love everything about this movie. I love that it's made in 1982 or around the 80s, and they're really fucking going there when it comes to these scenes. We eventually get introduced to the creature. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Oh, my God. Like, you just want to vomit because it just looks so, like, damp and moist. And just like little juicy spaghetti arms. I literally wrote, with space spaghetti monsters clash into the ice thousands of years ago. That's what my notes say. Because that's how the fuck it looked. It looked like a space spaghetti monster in the sky.
And the shit is over 100,000 years old.
Bitch, I'm about to die.
If we find anything that's over 100,000 years old,
take me out.
Take me to the king.
Oh, bitch, I was like, take me out. Give me the fucking time.
That was a good time. I did like that song.
No, but take me to the king, truly.
Yes, I am out of here. So they're like, oh, wait, oh, that's wild. So then eventually the dog starts turning up in the kennel because you know something else wrong with the dog. So if you hadn't caught the dog being shady, because like I said, the dog looking back at the helicopter was shady to me. Okay, it might have been normal to everybody else, but I was like, nah, bruh, something is, that dog is, mm-mm. Then the way he was looking at the humans, he was like, he looked guilty.
Okay.
But.
Fair assessment.
You get in there, the dog's growling, you already know he not good. Mm-hmm. So then you hear all this, you know, the dogs is going crazy, they get sad, they yelping and shit. One dog is at the junk going, car, woof, woof, come get us.
Poor baby.
Open the door. The dog is just screaming. It also reminded me of Malignant. When they in the jail cell. Guard. But anyway.
That's a good movie.
They don't really make it too much of time because eventually they get down there and they see that this thing has turned into a fucking blob, dog, ghoulish monster.
It's wet.
It's
no.
The wildest shit I've seen. And when I tell you, it's big and goopy and dripping.
It looks like gross bubblegum.
It has aggressive tentacles. Like, and it's holding one of the dogs. The dog's like, no, no, take me too. And I'm like, no, they taking the dogs.
I wanted to cry low key.
And then Childs come out there. They supposed to tell Childs, you know, burn it with the fire. And Childs there, he was like, bro, burn it. What the fuck you mean? He probably like, in awe, like, what the fuck? I know.
I ain't never seen no shit like that.
This is not what I'm seeing, my friend.
That was not in the job description.
I don't
know. You know what? This is horror on the clock 101.
We talked about
this. You are at work, bitch. And next thing you know, a cool dog then ran up here and trying to be your fucking friend on your break. Later, lo and behold, you find out that nigga alien. What the hell? And not only just a regular daggler alien that just want to exist and just parlay and shit. No, it wants to assimilate and control everything. And it just sucks it all up. I would vomit.
I mean, it's like once they realize, okay, this dog is over here. Now, once all that happens and they're like, oh my God. Like, everybody's stressed. Everybody's like, what the fuck was that? So, I don't know if it's Dr. Blair, or is it McCree who go to the computer and start asking the computer shit.
Okay.
They're like,
the computer's putin'.
Yes.
On these computers.
And the computer was computing because the computer was like, okay, assimilation. Okay, there's a 75% chance that one of you motherfuckers is an imposter, bitch. One of you already off
okay.
rip.
Okay.
It's one of you.
It's my favorite app.
Listen. Okay, so they're like, wait a minute. Okay.
Who's an imposter?
Literally, Among Us.
Such a fun game.
Yes.
I need that to come back.
I be playing that with my students. I got the little quiz, Jake.
Listen, if y'all trying to play Among Us, please find me.
Listen. So at this point, they like, now we don't, the trust is fading. Because it's like, somebody's fucked up.
Yeah.
So when I'm watching, like, we learn that Blair is turning up. Blair's like, fuck that. I'm destroying the chopper. I'm destroying this. I'm destroying that. Mm-hmm. He going off. McCready drinking, trying to get drunk. Then people are pulling people aside like, hey, this is happening, bro. I seen this, or I seen that, you know. So
a lot of distrust in the air.
A lot of distrust. And then it's like bloody garments, so you know somebody done changed. Mm-hmm. Then it's like somebody found McCready's like fucking jacket or something in the pipe and shit. Like we're finding different clues at different times of who wow. might have. The blood is destroyed when they try to do the test.
My favorite
Before
game.
They even get to that part of the blood test, they realize somebody gets caught up, and the dude, Windows, I feel like, sees it. And like, hey, they got the By the time they run in there, the motherfucker gone. So when they catch him, he's like turned, but one arm is sticking out. It's like a claw, bro. And then this is the wildest shit I ever seen. Motherfucker turn around. And I didn't know what it was going to do, but it opens its mouth and it lets out a roar. It's like, rah! I was
Send
like, hey,
help.
Hey, no, 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 no,
Send
no,
help.
No, no. No.
Ayuda.me.
Hellno.com.org. Bitch, I please. They was like, no. And then the claw was juicy too. I was like, bruh, no. So they burned that motherfucker to the ground. And then they was like, listen, somebody, this shit is wild. They like, how long you been with the dogs? Blair, we locked this motherfucker in the closet. All this shit is turning the fuck up. Like, what the fuck is going on? All right, we're in here. Somebody else is probably a thing. So now they're like, you know, we need to do a blood test.
That and isolation and that paranoia yes. is beating they ass.
Bruh. They about
and
to,
they scared.
Bruh. They about to go do the blood test or whatever.
Love this scene.
They
Amazing
go,
scene.
Before this part, I'm talking about the first blood test where they go and the blood is, somebody pour sabotage it so they know somebody else among them is a fucking thing. And now they're like, who had the keys? Windows back and out like, motherfucker, you know, now it's like,
no, okay. No, I like the scene too because it's really when shit starts
they
turning
pulling
the
guns
fuck up.
On each other, they pulling fucking knives, they about to fight. Like, these motherfuckers are about to fight.
We are really at like, boom, the movie is everything's coming to a head. A giant comment. I really like this scene, like, this shit is, I'd be like, oh man, you be feeling tense, everything is wild. Gun, pew, pew, who's gonna shoot first? So, we all looking around in the room, who's really who is the alien?
I'm not thinking about that office meeting when they got the finger
guns. Everybody goes in the circle like, boom. Y'all can't see us, but...
We have our hands out. Okay. because we're fucking weirdos. But at this point, they decide, look, we're going to let McCready run shit. Because they voted someone else. He's like, look, bro, I can't even do this. You know how self-aware you got to be? Like, you know what, bro? I'm not your guy.
Yeah.
I'm not your guy.
You got... Everyone has to... It's very important to know your lane.
Yeah, he's like, I can't do this right now. So they... Of course, now McCready with his hair, I feel like his hair played a role.
The booth girl.
Also, he could fly a helicopter. That's kind of cool. I don't know.
Lots of talent. I can't do that.
Listen, so he in charge. They like, look, bruh, all of us not the thing because if all of us was the thing, then y'all would just, I know I'm not one of them, y'all would have beat my ass if all of y'all was it.
You would have all known.
Yes. So some of us are true to this, but some of y'all is new to this, okay? And you're not one of us. So we got to figure this shit the fuck out. Okay, now this is after they done locked niggas out. They, you know, investigating. They done fought three or four more times at this point. Okay, now we get to the blood test. And I'm like, I don't think anybody else has died.
Another scene I really like.
I don't think, well, they might have. But anyway, they get
people's
to the
people's done or start vanishing or start sliding off and you kind of forgot about them. They came back. And that's supposed to also for you as the viewer, like, okay, but I saw that guy at this place, but they never came.
Did or they've been gone for 10 scenes.
Yeah, like well, where are they? What do they do? Like, it's just, you're wrapped up in the shit, too.
Because at the end, I figure out one person is messed up. And I was like, the whole time?
Surprise.
But anyway, now we get to the look, Jank, where he's like, listen, I will blow all you motherfuckers up. Understand me? Bitch, I will do it. And they like, you know what, bro? I don't even want that kind of... They did try him a few times. He was like, bitch, do you understand? I'm not playing with y'all. I'm not playing with you motherfuckers. So he decided, we gonna look, I bleed blood. You, the thing bleed.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Yeah, I bleed blood, all right? The thing bleed, it's gonna turn up because the blood is not this running thing. It's a part of it. The whole thing is assimilation. The whole thing is, you know, mimicking. So they start, you know, cutting people open and put the blood in the drink. Now, McCready already shot somebody for trying him. Like, so you know he's not playing with you. He know he's not playing because he said, I got that thing on me and I will use it. It is cocked and loaded. I'm going down, down, baby. Yo Street in a Range Rover.
Ma'am.
But they tested their bodies and I think both of them were human. So they was like, you're a murderer. Suck my dick, bro. He didn't even acknowledge it. He just said, all right, so I'm going to do you next. He was like, I think Windows is Gucci. Then he did somebody else. They were Gucci. He did himself. They were Gucci. So one of the doctors keep talking cash shit, bro. And you know he a suspect because not only was he talking shit, not only did he pull a little gun on somebody, he also had the key to the blood jank. So he already looking real fishy, right? You looking funny in the light. And he like, I'm going to do you last, motherfucker. That was fucking rude. You ain't have to do that. He was like, I'm going to do you last. So they go. So it's Keith David, who is Childs, and then which doctor is it? Blair is gone. Is it Dr.
Cooper? Copper.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So at this point, I feel like it's either Gary or Palmer who is tied up in the chair, right? And sitting like on the couch because they all tied up on the couch. And they go, they was like, yeah, I'm going to do you last. And when he was like, this is a crock of shit. As soon as he put the hot wire to that dude's blood, the motherfucker, the blood went, ah!
I was turn like, up time, let's go.
The blood went up like a claw, bitch. I was like, hey. And then McCready dropped that bitch. I would have too. He backed away. They trying to get the flamethrowers up. Because now they are all tied to the same chair with the thing that is literally creeping up, the eyeballs bulging and shit. It's stretching to the ceiling. Scene. It's breaking out the fucking chair. It jump on the ceiling, bitch. Like they, and neither one of their flamethrowers is working right now. So I'm like, no, bruh. And Childs and Dr. Copper are locked the fuck up. So they're just like, ow, shoot it, shoot it. I would have, doo doo town. I would have relieved myself.
I would have like, shoot me. Please
burn me too.
Set me on fire. Like just yelling.
Please burn me too. I'm done. I'm done with this. I can't. This is worse than a zombie apocalypse.
It's over.
To be quite honest, I don't want to do this anymore. But at that point, they eventually burn it. But Windows gets fucked up. The motherfucker opened his head like a fucking Venus flytrap. And then bites Windows' entire fucking head. So they gotta burn that shit. And they gotta burn Windows, I think. So, I mean, that's two people dead. Now you got Copper. You got Knowles is still with us, I believe. They think Blair's locked up or whatever. Childs is still with us. So they like, all right, bro. Let's fucking rock. Let's fucking rock. So they was like, we about to go ask Blair some shit. So they go. They about to ask Blair some shit. Blair not there. Blair's fucking gone. And at this point, I'm like, all right, bro. So they looking for him. They pull the fucking floorboards back. This motherfucker is down in the tunnel. The fucking spaceship is under that
surprise.
Bitch. And I'm like, nah. Was it him the whole time? Was he the first one? Because he had sabotaged the shit and used the fucking parts to put it in the fucking spaceship. I'm like, hey, it was you. It was you. You talking about some watch park and shit or watch other motherfuckers, then you need to be watching you, ho. But anyway, mm-hmm. they go down there. MacReady is with Knowles. He's like, bro, are you going to be with me? Copper was going to be, I forgot who, or was Copper by himself? He was with somebody. I think he was by himself and he's going around and Blair pull up on him and just changes the motherfucker immediately.
Oh, have mercy.
Sticks his hand in his mouth. And at that point, this is something that I didn't catch the first couple of times I was watching. Mm-hmm. This time, because I was like, when did Knowles change? And you realize, you don't see when it changes, but all you do, you hear this distant.
Yep.
And Knowles just looks up pleasantly and just walks away. And I was like, huh? You two, at two, Brutus? At two? I was like, not you, not like this. And he just walked away. And then, so MacReady look up like, hey, how's it?
Gone. No one's there.
He's by himself, bro. So at this point, he's like walking through the gym, looking around like, hey. And of course, he gets to the gym and sees the thing because they're mm-hmm. trying to whoop his ass. He's like, well, it's a fight. And a fight ensues, but he blows the motherfucker up.
That scene is really cool as well.
Yes.
It's like big tentacles coming out the ground.
Amazing. Yes. He blows the motherfucker up, and then he gets out. He's walking through the snow, but then he runs into Childs. Where the fuck has Childs been? Who was Childs supposed to be with? Because he's supposed to be with somebody, too. I don't know about you, man. I don't know about you.
I don't know, man. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not sure, buddy.
And they also, as much as you aren't sure as the viewer, they are also unsure, and everyone is a fucking suspect, even down to the final two.
They're sitting there like, how do you know I'm not a person or I'm not the thing? He was like, I don't, and I really don't have the energy to fight you about it right now.
So let's just sit here. Basically, we're just gonna die.
And see what happens. Because neither one of us are making it off this shit. I mean, off this thing. We're both gonna die. The generator's gone. We're gonna freeze to death.
Yeah.
The fire's warming it up, but it's like, Childs, like, it's not gonna last long.
Nope.
We are going to freeze.
Yep.
Childs is like drinking liquor and shit. And then I'm like, this man, I don't know. Very bleak ending. Him. And I'm like, well, smoke is coming out one person's mouth. No, smoke coming out another person's mouth.
So there is a slit. Okay, so I got real close to the TV.
There is a slither
of smoke. I think there was a little slither. Because I was like, I don't see no smoke. And I was like, okay, it's not as heavy. So it's still real sus.
Mm.
Either or, both of y'all is dead, though. You about to freeze to death. Sadate.
Well, the problem is, if he's a thing, he can assimilate into him. And when the rescue team come, they're going to find it. And it's either going
to
assimilate
or it's
just going to get back on the trip and go back over to wherever and start the world 27,000 hours is what they said.
We're done now.
Yeah. The planet is over. It's one big organism thing.
Well, you know, it's all because of some old bullshit.
Literally. So we don't know who's good and who's not. The sequel that I wanted to kind of see was that, let's say no one survives. Let's say one of them is the thing.
Yeah.
And it eats the other motherfucker and spring comes and the rescue team comes.
There's no fucking way he stayed alive that long. The rest of the team gotta be awesome bullshit.
No, they can, the thing survived in ice.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying, like, I see where your story is going. They come and they pull up and he's the lone survivor.
Yes.
Immediately, I'm like, ain't no fucking way that nigga's still alive.
No, but they're not. If they see him still alive, they're not about to think, oh, an alien came and it's a fucking...
No, ain't nobody.
They're gonna be like, oh, what's going on? Oh, the power's out. You can be like, the power just went out. Everybody was gone. They went to the street. He can make up anything.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's blood everywhere. I don't really know how to do it. Or then we got attacked. It's just me. Please help. I need medical attention. Anything.
I love this.
And what if they take him to the fucking hospital or something?
It's over. It's over.
And now the thing is in the hospital. Da da da. Or something. I don't know. Yeah. But, you know, before we get into this prequel, whatever, by the same name from 2011, the thing, we gotta pay some bills.
All right. We're going to be right back.
Yep.
Available now from Dread, Val. Finn, a wanted criminal, hides out with an escort named Val, a demon. Val offers to make his problems disappear if he follows her rules. She has been expecting him all along, and it won't be easy to escape Val's dungeon. Val is out now everywhere you buy or rent movies and on Blu-ray November 2nd.
And we back. Okay. All right, so now we here we are, all alone.
Okay, you and me prophecies.
The Thing 2011, which is on Peacock right now. Mm-hmm.
For the free.
Yes. And, you know, good, because I prefer not to pay for it. Like, I mean, if it's $1 or $2, okay, man, but... You know, hey.
Some of the CGI, a lot of the CGI.
All of the CGI. And it wasn't that it was CGI, it was that it was bad.
It
like,
looked so bad.
This movie is from 2011.
And it does not look like a 2011
film. It looks like 2000 CGI in some areas. I'm just like, and I'm not exaggerating, like this shit looked like video games. Like, I was like, hey, bruh.
Yeah.
What is this?
There should have been more usage of practical effects.
Well, that's also the problem. Like, they made the practical effects. I watched a video. They were showing a little part where they did the shit without the CG. Uh-huh. And I was like, bro, this don't look bad at all. Like, what's the problem? And then they was like, we're just going to overlay the CG over everything. And then the excuse was, not excuse, but like, what I think was the director or somebody who was like, oh, it looks too much like an 80s film. Bitch, this is what they came to see. Like, The Thing was 1982, bitch. Like, this is...
Also, okay. Like, what's the problem?
This is the crowd. That they like 80s. We came to see the gooey shit, baby.
Also, maybe you need to be looking a little bit more like an 80s film. Let's start there. Maybe we did not earn the CGI rights.
Okay.
Because you were a little heavy on the mascara. You gotta relax. Truly. You have to relax. It should have been a better Universal, whoever was behind that. Guys, please.
Like, and I feel like they had Stan Sister. Winston in the building. Like, Pumpkinhead Stan Winston. Like, you had this. Didn't y'all have him in the building? You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but got people in here who know how to make monsters, who know how to do a great job. Like, those. Like, and some of it, you can see where some of it is practical.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you have a thing, a real thing built. And you just could have not used... Like, there's a point where there's, like, a beast kind of walking upside down backwards. And it's jumping around. It looks like the Do-Re-Mi or the whatever man off of Night Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me that, but slightly worse CGI. And I was like, now, you are doing this to John Carpenter's The Thing. Where it's literally... the effects are where people go, yes, yeah. The praise. And you sat here.
Why did you make this
and
choice?
Did this. And what's so wild is the story, what happens is not bad.
No.
Like, no, it's not the worst movie I've seen. Do I like the characters as much as I kind of like the characters in the other one? Not really. They don't have the same kind of, like, all of them had personality in the first one. I feel like most of them had, like, a certain personality. And they just, some of them were just kind of a bit more likable.
There was, like, only one black person.
Oh, and the new one?
Yeah.
There were at least two in another one.
And they made it basically to the end. So.
Yeah, I just, listen. I
don't know how that happened.
You know, they just could have been.
I do know how that happened, actually.
They could have made some different choices.
Yeah, but the choices of people they had on the lineup, very interesting group of people. You got, like, Mary Elizabeth Winstead. She's playing Kate, a.k.a. Ramona Flowers.
Hey.
Okay. Leave that there. You have Joel was the Edgerton playing Sam Carter.
Mm-hmm.
You have Eric Christian Olsen playing Adam Finch, and I know him from 9 of 10 movies. I said, oh, they got him in this movie. Okay. And then Derek Johnson, that's the character, and the guy's name is Eduwale, and he is from The Mummy Returns. Apparently, he's also in Suicide Squad.
I've seen it, hey. I saw it, but it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how I am with people, actors, and their names.
They got a dude from Game of Thrones. I just get past big people. He's playing Jonas, Christopher.
Literally. Where's the big woman? Will she be here?
I like him a lot.
I do. unfortunate what happens to him. But, you know, listen, they're up here. Kate, yes, that's her name. Kate is hanging out, doing, being great at her job, and the dude pull up on him. The dude with no lips, his mouth is shaped like Pac-Man. Please, he comes in, and he's like, hey, you do this, right? Look, I need your answer right now. You're trying to come to Antarctica. This shit is wild. Her friend was like, I ain't never seen this man this excited. So that he hopped on the chopper, onto the chopper.
Into the chopper.
Yes, and they pull up, and they find that, hey, here's the site. Let's get the ice out. She was like, yeah, take a half a day. If you know, you got the right tools, we can do this. And once they get it out in the ice, they're about to, you know, he's like, I want a sample. And she's like, whoa, 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 whoa. You have too much dip on your chip. Hold on.
Back it on up.
Like a U-Haul truck.
Okay.
She's like, you know, we don't have the right situation to sterilize it. Like, we can't do this right now.
Right.
And he's like, bruh, okay. Pulls her to the side. Was like, listen, never, like, say that to me in front of them. Like, bitch, don't check me the fuck. And she's like, I just thought, I didn't pay you to think. I said, bitch.
Ooh.
First of all, now she probably sick and was regretting her choice of coming over here, because we don't know what the fuck is going to happen with that. Also, it gives the evil scientist trope. Science is better. Ah. And I'm going to risk everyone's life like an alien.
You see my note? For science!
I have for science somewhere in all caps, or like with the exclamation marks.
We literally are the
science!
Same person.
Because I'm like, really? This happens in like Alien, Anaconda. Mm-hmm. This happens in so many movies where somebody is trying to do something for science, or it's a research so they can make money.
Yep.
Somehow.
Scam your way to the top, baby.
Off of creatures you know nothing about. You cannot.
Capitalism. Let's get it.
Yes. You can't pull up on these creatures like this. But they was like, don't you radio nobody. I ain't trying to get to have nobody know. I'm trying to pull up myself, me. And he's like, y'all are important. So part of something important. But they get the little, they drill in, and they get the little sample. So they got the sample in there. They're like, yeah, this is cool. It's a thing. It's a lie. Oh, wow. Yeah, man, we found a fucking alien. Lit. So they cheering, having a good time. They send the black man back. They're like, hey, get some more brews, bro.
Of course.
And he go back there and see that the floor is wet.
No.
Because the ice is melting and it's leaking and it's like starting to crack. So he's like, he's leaning in close. First of all, I would have seen that bitch crack and fuck them beers. I'm going straight back. Hey, Young, we need to have
we gotta leave.
Emergency meeting. The ice is melting. That thing's about to break out and whoop our ass.
We need to leave. I'm not even saying we need to leave, and I'm running for the car. I was even nice enough to say we need to leave. Because you know I'm usually running to the car.
Or I would have took the radio, got to the chopper, and said, we need to leave. I already have the chopper on. I'm about to take off.
Girl, they're already infected by then. It's over.
Well, that's their problem, because I'm about to leave. And unfortunately, a storm is on the way. A storm is on the way, which makes it even fucking worse. Mm. So he sees it, runs back, and this thing has already got somebody. It pulls up on somebody and attacks them while he's telling them, hey, the alien's fucking gone. They all run back because they have to confirm. Mm-hmm. And it is gone. It is empty. You see that little gaping, the little square thing that you see in the OG, because they find that.
Yeah.
Granted, it's frozen over. It has some more like ice on it or whatever. Because, you know, generator went out. It's cold in there. Everything's frozen over and fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, okay, well, that's where we get that that's a cool scene, sort of, because it's a callback to me, but
yeah. Okay, that was a positive.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at that, because you have to have the parts where they find it. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So now we're like, okay, what's going on? And at this point, they don't really know that it assimilates. Yeah, they don't know that it assimilates the people and sucks them up. Mm-hmm. They don't have that
not
information.
Not yet, they don't.
Yeah. No. But it's going around sucking people up and beating them up and switching motherfuckers out.
Yeah, because eventually Kate has this whole thing, like when she, like a little bit forward in the movie, they're all in the room and she's like, listen, this is all the information I found out. We did the research. I looked real quick. I found out, girl, like it is trying to be us. It is trying to become us. Like, and the guy is like, can we not have this conversation? And one guy is like, can we have this conversation? Because we keep hiding stuff and all this other things. Like, everyone's, of course, the paranoia has set in at this point. But once she's done giving her speech, everyone leaves out the room. And what's the girl name? The girl Juliet is still in there talking to her like, oh, you know, I want to tell you something, blah, blah, blah. Listen, Juliet is a motherfucking monster.
Because she about to get her ass, and her ass start motherfucking shaking and shit.
It looked
it could have looked so much better if the CGI was not on 100.
It was on 100. And it was like, okay.
Ugh, there was so many times in this movie, like, when you see the monster or the alien and it's attacking people and the tentacles are coming out and you want it to feel so effective. Like, for me, it's effective when it's more like, it's a nice blend of, like, CGI and, you know, actual, like, props and shit like that. It just looked like seeing that motherfucker slap on the wall or wrapping around somebody's body, like, whoa. At least get the texture looking, like, decent. Girl, what is this? And then it looked like a fucking alien on Nickelodeon. Like, if Nickelodeon got real aggressive and started showing scary shit, you know, during the commercials, that's how the monster was given. It was cartoony at times.
It was cartoony.
It was a little, like, truly animated.
Like, what I told you, I seen that motherfucker jumping from side to side, like, chasing motherfucker. I was like, it looked like something from Toonami, bitch. Like, girl, what is this?
Is this Men in Black? Like, what's happening?
And Men in Black came out, what, 99, 98?
This is 2011.
Y'all really, and I feel like,
I want it better for you.
Don't CG cost more? Like, and they already built, so and you spent more money to fuck the movie up.
Someone had their foot on the gas. They was not letting up, bro. Not letting up. They really fuck with CGI, I guess.
I don't. But
yeah. That monster come out. Well, not the monster, the alien come. And it beat everybody ass. The girl morphs into the alien. The girl, Kate, start running down the hall. Like, she's like, we got to get the fuck out of here. Yes. Get the joint bust out and kill the dude in the hallway. She closed the door. Like, what's going on? And she's and he's like, it got, who the fuck it get? They got the blonde white man.
Look, so they got a man.
They got somebody in glasses.
That's the thing. These characters,
they're like, so forgettable.
That's why I'm like, I can't forget who Childs is. I can't forget who Windows is. I can't forget who McCree is.
I can't tell you that I couldn't have told you unless I looked at my paper right now and said the guy named Jonas was from Game of Thrones. That's guy from Game of Thrones. He dies too, because after the shit blows up, boom, alien like part of it, like crawls up like They had lots of creepy crawly things. I thought that was really cool. It looked cool. If it was like a little less CGI-ish or if the CGI looked more realistic and less like, you know, I turned on my PlayStation in the year 2000 or 2001, whatever the fuck PlayStation came out, but giving me there, the way it just crawled up, I would have been scared as a bitch. I'm scared reenacting something crawling up my arm right now. It's something about creepy crawly shit. That would have did it for me.
Creepy crawlers.
I'm still doing this. So,
okay.
Basically, the alien starts beating everyone's ass. It starts assimilating with my man, Adam. And it really is so, like, the way it bent over backwards. And I thought that was, the concept was really cool. So let's be positive on that. We obviously know that I wished it looked a different way.
Yeah.
But it started sucking his face in and it just dragged him off. Oh my God. Gross.
It literally was like, I'm gonna absorb you right now in front of everyone. Let's get personal. Ugh. And I was like, come on, man. Come on. So now this thing is pretty much chasing everybody the fuck down. And you know who lives close to the fucking end? The fucking shitball scientist with no upper lip. I can't stand that motherfucker. This is all your fault, bitch.
It's always one.
And you got everybody else killed.
It's really upsetting me and my homegirls that you made it to the end of this movie and my girl Ramona Flowers is still going through it. Like, I just, you know, I would have blown myself up. I don't know why people just don't choose the blow yourself up option. You already used the computer machine to find out that there is no way you all are making it out alive. Like, it's not happening. It's not happening. Cut your losses. It's over. Game shut down. Sorry. You're over me.
Yeah, the CG was just really, it just really fucked up the movie.
And
the
it was a cool story.
Yeah, the story was not the problem. It was the characters weren't as memorable. And then the CGI really fucked it up.
On the gas.
That was really it. Like, if we could threw that in there, because, I mean, we're comparing it to a really good film. Yeah. So it might not have been as good, but it would have been decent.
Yeah.
Decent, it wasn't. Also, we are wilding and have the thing 2011 on the TV and the thing 1982 on the laptop.
Double feature.
And they're both playing at the same time. I looked over to the laptop. Why the fuck I see the motherfucking head with the spider legs? I said, whoa. Oh, God. You got to be fucking kidding me.
Listen.
And that's effective. You watch that shit, you see the motherfucker. First of all, it's a giant spider thing. If I saw a giant spider head crawling around the corner like, hey, bitch, it's me. I'm in time for dinner. I would be upset. I'd be like, yo, what the fuck? Also, I don't do spiders.
Me neither.
And I don't do spiders that have morphed in from heads. Uh-uh. We're not doing this shit. Okay? You own this house now.
Bro, they chopped my head off. The man head said, yeah, I'm still a thing. What's goody?
And I would have pulled the grenade in the back.
Oh, God. That movie is chaotic. But great. Okay? Yeah.
I will say, I did like that this movie, like, once it's over or whatever, you sit through the credit and it funnels into the beginning of the thing, 1982. I know, haha, it turned back in that. But I like how they set that up. I do like that. I was very, like, no, I wasn't very impressed, but I liked that they were like, oh, okay. Like, you think this is a sequel, but it's actually, like, a prequel. And I'm like, okay, well, I won't say you shit the bed, but it was a good passageway into the new movie. Yeah, like there were some things that could have really been done better. I really wish Universal or whoever made the choice, I don't know, to not do this. I really wish y'all made a different idea situation. Like, please.
Like I said, I just feel like it could have been, like I said, the story was good. Like, what happens, the flow, and what happens is fine. It's the CG, the characters, and of course, evil scientists doing this for science trope. Because in Thing 1982, these people, this happens to them. It's not like, oh, I caused this by disrupting this alien. They were minding their business at work. And the chopper pulled up with that fucking alien dog. And now they're petty stuck with dog. The alien. Okay? And nobody's here trying to be like, yeah, I'm purposely trying to, you know, do some alien shit. They just was doing their job and now they're getting assimilated. That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's really fucking rude.
I told you. Work smart.
Bruh, like, let me tell you. Y'all are paying me overtime.
You're not getting paid enough.
I'm going to act well. I'm not getting paid at all because I'm going to be fucking dead.
I'm crying.
Like, Sad ice tears.
Yes. Now, we didn't mention before, but the thing, the story in general is all adapted from Who Goes There, which is a science fiction horror novel by John W. Campbell Jr. And it came out in 1938. I'm very interested in reading this because I want to get to the OG concept. I did not read exactly what the book is about, but I don't automatically assume it's going to have something to do with spacecrafts and aliens. Mm-hmm. Like, it might be something else. It might be just that. I don't know. But I think that's really interesting to read about from somebody's perspective in 1938. I hope he wasn't super racist.
Well.
And that's a... Yeah, I know.
I don't know if you can really... I mean, don't know. It's 1930-something.
Woo!
That
was a strong wish.
We know what the norm was, love. I mean, the norm is still...
Well...
But it wasn't as subtle. So I'm going to just, you know...
I'm going to read the book, and then I'm going to hurt my feelings later.
Okay.
I mean, my feelings are not hurt, because actually I'm not surprised. But I want to read it, so I'm going to read it. I hate this.
Man.
God.
And now I'm looking at a CGI hand crawl up on the dude.
It could have been better...
Oh, man.
Now, I will say that when they were showing those mouths, and it, like, so, okay, for the particular scene you're talking about, we're watching in the background, y'all, and the creepy crawler comes up. Creepy crawler! It comes to the dude's face. It's something about people getting, like, their face suctioned up, and this is in the 2011 movie, and there's, like, you know, like a parasitic, like, what is that? Leech. A leech-type situation. Oh, God. And it just latches in and just is, like, feeding off you. Like, it's just sucking your shit up. Terrifying.
Disgusting.
I'm stressed.
They use CGI blood. That is...
More movies doing shit like that, please.
Yes, and...
But also, don't put your foot on the gas when it comes to, like, the...
The CG. Because, like I said, I just saw CGI blood. And I'm like, y'all know how I feel about CGI blood. Oh, my God. This looks so cartoony.
Terrible.
It's a dude. He laying on the ground. That fucking tentacle is swinging from his chest. And I'm like, girl, really?
Yes. Yes, because someone said, absolutely, and then hit the go button.
You thought this was better.
Okay. Well, The Thing 1982 had like an 8.1 out of 10 on IMDb with an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. Cool. Okay, fair. Whatever. And it's about an hour and 49 minutes long. So if you've never seen this movie, it's about 2 hours long. Both movies are about 2 hours long. I'm right. And then the most recent one, they got like a 6.2 out of 10 for IMDb and 34% for Rotten Tomatoes. I personally think 34% is a little low.
Yeah, I think it's low.
Like, I didn't think the movie was that bad. I just feel like the 6.2, though, it's about a 6. Are both of these accurate for you as well?
I give it like a 5.5, 6. It's not, like I said, the movie is not bad. It's the CG, mm-hmm. and the characters could have been a little bit better.
Yeah, it pissed me off at times. I'm not even going to hold you.
Yeah. The CG, literally made me scream at the TV.
I was just like, girl.
Because I'm like,
what was the reason?
Because I'm like, 34% is a little low. Because I like the story. And I don't mind it being exactly what happened before. And it ties in directly like a puzzle piece. Mm-hmm. I'm not upset about that.
Are you interested in anyone else or John Carpenter further exploring this universe or situation?
I would love if they explored that universe. Like I said, I told you, what I would like to see is the rescue team pulls up to the American spot, mm-hmm. and one of them, I don't know if they CG Keith David as the last man standing, make him look a little younger, and then he be alone with somebody and absorbs them, and now y'all are dealing with, the rescue team is dealing with the same shit. But then I don't know what it would just get. Like I said, it would just get back on the chain. It would just hop on a helicopter, hitch a ride to civilization, and then, like I said, in the hospital, eating people up.
Hospital. I wonder. Like I would possibly walk with me. Actually, walk with me slightly.
Okay.
Because you know how I feel about ideas going on the air. What if they continue to explore it, but it took place, like, not simultaneously, but another kind of situation? You find out, like, this is not
the only person,
the only one that's going on, because it happened to happen in an Arctic tundra, but the Earth is full of so many different kinds of tundras and multiple tundras. So what if it took place in another? You still have, like, that isolation piece. You still have, like, it's hard for someone to easily get to you. Like, for, I mean, I know, like, oh, like, whatever took place in the desert. Like, I would like to see it. What does that look like? Are you getting, like, sandworms?
Yeah, what if you're on an island?
I'm interested.
That's off somewhere. You know, you ain't got no boat. They destroyed the boat.
You got something that's in the fucking water or something? I don't know. But I'm gonna leave it at that, because I'm giving you guys too much. But anyways, if you also are a fan of The Thing, either version, or if you hated them both or whatever, hey, it's really strong thoughts. You could let us know, like, email us or, like, tweet us, but you can email us at grltspod@gmail.com. You could tweet us or DM us or whatever you feel like doing on Instagram or Twitter at Girl That's Scary. We also have a website, www.girlthatscary.com, and it has, like, all kinds of information and other fun things and links to our Patreon, where you can get bonus information. Not bonus information. I mean, duh, but yeah. Content. Shit for the free. Shit for behind a paywall. But not everything's behind a paywall. So pull on up and get on into that too. And that's at patreon.com/girlthatscary. Yeah. We really appreciate you guys. Yes.
And if you like what you hear, you know, rate 5 stars for 5-star chicks.
For 5-star chicks. Okay.
All right.
Well.
Until next time, y'all. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dread Podcast Network.